people. We're back. And this time, we're not giving up. Beep. But as usual, with me is Ritu Lalit. I'm Ishan Lalit. And today, we're reviewing a book called
The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
I did not say the F word. She did. It's by Mark Manson. And before we begin, I have to remind you that this podcast is available on Audioboom, iTunes, and YouTube. Please like and subscribe wherever you find it so that we can bring you more of this stuff. Now, let's get to the book, shall we? Because I haven't read it, and she's trying to pitch this book to me. So I thought, why doesn't she pitch this book to all of you too? It's called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, a counterintuitive approach to living a good life. Explains why should I go for this mouthful title?
Frankly, the book had me at not giving a fuck.
I am not beeping these F words out. That's too much work. So keep going.
All right. It's a non-fiction book. It's a self-help book. And for today's generation, it's just the book for today's generation.
Expand on that, please.
What he says is that giving a fuck about too much of everything, you know, makes you entitled as a fuck. And when you do not give a fuck, it makes you better human beings and living helps you live a good life.
Just to tell you, that's my mother, by the way, who's spouting out F words. I'm the nice one over here.
Oh, well.
Okay, Mark Manson, born 1984, is a professional blogger, entrepreneur, former dating coach. Since 2007, he's been helping people with their emotional relationship problems. He has worked with thousands of people from over 30 different countries. So I think he knows what he's talking about. But
considering he got chucked out of school at the age of 13 by the disciplined coach as well as the principal for having marijuana in the false floor of his bag.
He had a false floor in his bag.
Yes.
Wow, this guy is like my hero.
And he nearly got away with it because he put on his best innocent face and he told the principal that, what is drugs?
Wow. Okay, for decades we've been told positive thinking is the key to happy, rich life. F positivity, Mark Manson says, let's be honest. Shit is F what? Shit is F'd and we have to live with it.
See.
So what is the narration like? Tell us.
It is the best way to give a self-help book is by making you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And he succeeds completely.
Is it narrated by him?
I don't know whether it's narrated by him or not. But whoever narrated it did he really nailed it.
Okay, so you did get an audio version of it?
Yes, I listened to it.
Okay, so what did you take away from this book?
The best thing about this book was that it honestly decoded a couple of human behaviors for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Will this contain spoilers?
No. What he says is today's generation, because we are fed with so much of this positivity crap.
Mm-hmm. Look at the camera.
Yeah. Hello there. So, since we've been fed so much of this positivity crap, we start giving a whole lot of fucks about ourselves.
I can't help laugh every time she says fucks.
Yeah, so We think we are so fucking important and the universe owes us. So what he says is, I mean, don't. Nobody owes you squat shit. And if you do not give a fuck about how many people said hello to you and how many people generally told you that you were such a good guy and all that, then you'll start giving fucks about fuckworthy things, no?
My mind just broke. Okay. All right, so rate it.
Four. Definitely a four. Four for narration.
Wow, you like this book, huh?
Not by the end. He went a little too much Eastern philosophy.
We are in the East, so... Okay.
I mean, that's all old shit for me, na? So...
So she didn't give a fuck?
Yes, I didn't.
I finally did abuse. please do not downvote this video because we were abusing. It is usually a PG show. It is. Except for this one, where the title of the book says the F word. I am Ishan Lilith. She's Ritu Lilith. I'm available at Ishan Lilith. She's always on at Phoenix R2. Please like and subscribe to this video or podcast wherever you found it, on Audioboom, iTunes and YouTube. And we'll be back with more reviews next time. Till then, bye-bye.
Bye.